You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Mood 3 repping from the Bottom Productions, and I need y'all to tap in with my boy T Smiley on the Cave Radio Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Good morning. This is a beautiful Saturday morning right here on We Talk Radio and the Cave Radio Show. Listen, I'm excited to be here today, man. We had a lot of things going on, a lot of events, a lot of sports news, a lot of things going on this week, man. It's been a busy week at work, man. Listen, this week at work, man, oh my goodness, I think I got my money's worth. It was a long week, but I enjoyed every moment, you know what I mean? Sometimes you don't hear a lot of people say I enjoy going to work, but I enjoy going to work, man. You know, it's pretty cool, you know, I got a good staff, I got a good team, you know, that I work with, you know, every day. So every day is a good day, you know what I'm saying? It was a busy week, but, you know, hey, it is what it is. Listen, just a couple things, you know. We have the State Fair of Texas going on down here. Matter of fact, here in about an hour, the big game, the Texas OU game, is in full effect. And when I tell you traffic is crazy down here, man, it's crazy. I'm telling you, man, if you don't have to be downtown, don't be downtown. But listen, man, we got a lot of things coming up here. You know, again, it's a beautiful Saturday morning. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Cave Radio Show. You could be anywhere else right now, but I'm glad you guys are here tuned in with me. Y'all know what I like to do, man. I like to start off playing a little music, you know, kind of get us ready for some time here a little bit. So y'all sit back, relax. Groove with me, man, because I like to, you know, mix it up a little bit. We're gonna talk, but what I want to do is I want to hit up a couple songs, maybe about a song or two. So y'all stay with me, rock with me. If y'all riding, let's groove out. All right, I'll be back. This is T Smiley right here on the Cave Radio Show. Yeah.
Oh, girl.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Mood 3 repping Front to Bottom Productions, and I need y'all to tap in with my boy T Smiley on the Cave Radio Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. It's your boy T Smiley. We are back. We are back. Listen, this is the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. It's your boy T Smiley. We out in the cave today. Listen, the phone lines are lit up. I'm loving it. Just want to thank everybody for calling in, supporting, and being a Cave Radio Show today. Listen, we have, you know, said earlier, beautiful Saturday morning. Listen, we hanging out. We're doing some events. We're gonna have some stuff going. We're gonna have some events going on, and we're gonna be.
I'm sorry about that. Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? Technical difficulties, but we good. We back. Listen, we're gonna be talking about sports. First before we get to the sports section, we have somebody that's gonna be coming in, our very own owner and CEO of We Talk Radio, Miss Kia D. We're gonna bring her in because listen, over here at We Talk Radio, we have an event coming up, and Miss Kia D decided to come into the studio today. I want to give her a chance to talk about this amazing event that's going to be taking place October the 30th. And so we're going to bring in Miss Kia D and let her give us some details about that. Miss Kia D, how you doing?
I am super fabulous. Shout out to T Smiley and the Cave Radio Show. Shout out to the cavemen up early this morning. It's super exciting. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me. Because October the 30th. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just about to say, go ahead and tell them about what's going on with this event.
Yes. So, listen, every year, you know, We Talk Radio Network tries to make the biggest impact in the community that we can. And we know that there's so many negative things that are literally happening around us every day. We just want to continue to remain positive. That's why you'll hear this, you know, the positive word on the network. We are hilarious and gut-busting funny, but we're extremely positive on all of our shows, and we love it. And that it shows when we go out into the community and work with our community partners. One of those community partners is Heels on the Move to Heal. It's a nonprofit organization that started in 2018 with a mission to assist and bring awareness to victims of human trafficking, domestic violence, sexual assault, and child exploitation. And we are excited this year to be a partner again with them. We Talk Radio, again, is a partner with them again, bringing this event to fruition. And it's going to be October the 30th at 5 p.m. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to have special dance performances, special music performances, and all kinds of amazing things. And we're going to have a special model show, a fashion show. This year, just like last year for our third annual, because this is the fourth annual Heels on the Move to Heal charity shoe fashion show. And this year, we're going to have men, women, and children featured in the show. Now, one thing, if you guys have been around since last year, you all know that last year, T Smiley was one of the hosts for this amazing show, and he did such an amazing job last year. They have asked him to do this again. Now, this organization is a black-owned, woman-led organization, and we're excited again to support them as much as we can. Yes, I am the founder of that organization. I did at a very young age. I went through a sexual assault experience, and then domestic violence years later in a relationship, relational violence, and it was horrific. And with that, I decided to do something with the passion and the hurt. I put it all together, and we've created this extraordinary organization. This past April, me and my 14-year-old daughter experienced something so horrific. It was so horrific here at a nail bar in Plano, and we were terrified for her life, for my life, and we decided because of that situation was a potential human trafficking situation. That is when we decided to add in, because originally when we started the organization, it was all about domestic violence and sexual assault. As of April 2021, after that incident happened, we added in child exploitation and human trafficking. We know that we have to be on the front lines making sure that that people have adequate search and rescues. We have to make sure people have shelter when they are removed from those situations. We have to make sure there's finances, there's security, there's everything, deodorant, you name it. They need it, clothing, shoes, shelter. They need it all. And so that is why we are here to lift and help support the community as much as we can. I appreciate you, T. Smiley, and the Cave Radio Show for doing everything you can. This year, T. Smiley Productions is a sponsor as well for the Heels on Loop event. And again, it's going to be October 30th at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm really excited. E-Man is going to be in the building, him and Mandy the Mentor, with the Extraordinary Mandy the Mentor Show and the E-Man After Show on We Talk Radio Network. Mandy the Mentor does hers on Blog Talk. Everybody's going to be there. Everybody's going to be there, and it's going to be a good time. So I'm excited this year. Don't forget, check us out, Heels on the Move to Heal.org. That's H-E-E-L-S on the Move to Heal, H-E-A-L.org. You can make a donation to an incredible organization, or you can purchase a ticket. Even if you can't attend, it's a virtual event. Even if you can't attend, buy someone else a ticket. Bless someone in the community today. Thank you so much to the Cave Radio Show and to all the cavemen out there.
Wow, that's awesome. That is awesome. Miss Kid D, are you still there?
I am, yes, sir.
Listen, you said something when you were talking, and it just threw me by surprise a little bit. Yes, last year, I did MC this event last year. Did you say something about they asked me to do it again?
I didn't, but I wanted you. I didn't want to throw you under the bus this year. I just wanted to make sure that you were ready, because this year T. Smiley is going to be. He is actually going to. I think I may have mentioned it. Yeah, he's actually going to be emceeing again this year. We're really excited about it. So we've actually asked another special team as well. Yeah. So this year we're doing something really special. We're bringing you in with another special MC, and you guys are going to have a fabulous time. I'm really excited about it. So I'm not going to tell anybody who it is just yet. We're going to keep it a surprise. T. Smiley was a big surprise enough emceeing this show. He did a fabulous job last year. And y'all can actually go to heelsonthemovetoheal.org and check out that video. And I also want to let everybody know, October the 19th is a very special day for Heels on the Move to Heal, because in October 19th is officially Heels on the Move to Heal Day. It is planted in stone.
Yeah.
That Heels on the Move to Heal Day is every year, October 19th. And so we want to celebrate, and we want you to celebrate with us. So definitely, please, we're going to do a big donation push that day. Please donate. It's $5, 10 cents, at the $100,000. It doesn't matter. We are doing amazing things for the community, and we want to do it with you, because we cannot do it without you. We need your support and your effort. Mm. So please go to heelsonthemovetoheal.org and help us out. We appreciate it.
Wow.
Yes, and T. Smiley's in the building emceeing this year. T. Smiley's going to hold it down. You had a good time last year. You had an amazing time last year. And I know you're used to being on stages, but for some strange reason, you looked mighty dapper in that amazing suit. Boy, you was clean.
Listen, y'all, I had the suit on. Matter of fact, I was in the model video. Y'all go check that out, man. Yeah, it was pretty cool. I was kind of like, But, you know, hey, we made it through. I guess I did a good enough job that they asked me to come back this year. I'm excited. It is going to be a great show. You guys are going to love it. I'm just excited for Heels on the Move to Heal and Miss Kid D. I really wasn't into the whole, domestic violence, sexual assault. I just didn't have the understanding. And once I found out the understanding and everything, I was all hands on deck from there. And so T. Smiley Productions will be sponsoring this year, and we will be in the building making sure that everything goes smoothly as always. So thank you, Ms. Kid D.
Absolutely. And see, that's the purpose of the event. The purpose of the event is to bring awareness. It's to help as well. After we brought the awareness to the community, it's to go back into the community and continue to search and rescue. But this specific event is to bring awareness. And I'm so glad that you said that. You said something really important. Hey, I didn't know much about that other stuff, but, after being a part of this organization, I grew to learn a little bit more about it. A lot of people don't think that domestic violence could happen to them or to their loved one. They don't realize that child exploitation or human trafficking or sexual assault could happen to themselves or to someone they love. They don't realize it. They don't even know what it is. And so we give you, you know, explanations and definitions in a fun kind of way. We give you the real in a real kind of way, you know, and we try to give it to you in such a way that it's fun, but it's still information that you need in order to know what you need to know when you go back out into the community. A lot of people, they talk to youth. Some people, they work with people every day on their jobs. You know, you never know who you're talking to and who's going to need a word. Sometimes people don't even realize that a man grabbing you on your wrist and holding you down is domestic violence. No one should be touching you. A lot of times young kids that are in school don't realize relational violence at that relational domestic violence at that age looks like. He's putting you down. He's calling you all kinds of names, but everybody thinks it's cute because everybody's laughing, right? That is not okay. And we have to be willing to have these kinds of conversations at a young age, so that when these kids that are going to grow up, they have a foundation to know what exactly domestic violence looks like, and all those other things. So again, I thank you. I don't want to take up your show because this show is for the men. But these men know some women. These men have children. These men will eventually have children. Whatever their situation is, I want you all to be aware of what's going on in the world around you, so that you can help, because we need you. We cannot do this without you.
We need you. Yep. Listen, guys, that is amazing, wonderful Miss Kia D. Holding it down here in the Cave Radio Show with T Smiley on today. I wanted her to come in and talk about that. So listen, y'all, we're looking for you guys to spread the word, you know, get it out there and come watch the video, come watch the event. Like you said, if you can't watch it, buy a ticket for somebody else. The more, the better. But yeah, this is T Smiley with the Cave Radio Show. I want to thank Miss Kid D for being here. Listen, I'm gonna take a break real quick. I want y'all to hear this. Listen to this song. When I come back, we're gonna get to talking some more. All right, this is your boy T Smiley holding down for the Cave Radio Show. Yeah.
Up in the club and rock the party. I'm 700 degrees even in the shade. G.I. Lee ain't got a dismay. I threw a mew on how to stay paid. Hawaiians ask me how I stay so late. Good time like J.J., well, what can I say? I ain't a crook, but I take the cake. I even pissed off because I got what it takes. And if you wanna know who I am, just check your street signs when you go downtown, cause I'm the man. Cause I'm the man. And if you wanna know who I am, keep your mouth shut, stay out of trouble, because cause I'm the man. A feather and as smooth as silk, and what I can do for you is a better than a gallon of milk. And haters mad, girl, be all at my pad, role playing and shit, and I'll be spanking their ass. It happened so fast that she couldn't react. She got black Mac attacks and she ain't turning back. My nuts just touch the floor the way she swing on my sack, and I know that haters wanna beat me down. Lay some cashes with some K's, but I'm the king with my crown. I scout about her and tatter you all over town. Well, I'll be John Brown. Didn't know your handcuffing haters was still around. And if you wanna know who I am, just check your street signs when you go downtown, cause I'm the man. And if you wanna know who I am, who the fuck is you, nigga? Mind the biz, cause I'm the man. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Listen, listen. That was I'm the man. And for every guy that's on this line, on this call, listening, listen, you the man. That's our theme song. Look, I'm the man. That's what's up. That's what's up. Listen, I want to bring in a caller. I want to bring in this caller. He's the first time listener, and you know, a supporter of the K Radio Show, T Smiley. Man, I'm excited to have him on. This is somebody I actually work with. And so, you know, cool guy, man, cool, grown, very, very kind to him. Last four numbers is 5125. Mr. T, what's going on, my friend?
How's it going, T Smiley? What's going on?
Man, nothing much, man. We kicking it over here in the Cave Radio Show. Right here on We Talk Radio, we just hanging out in the cave today, man. Listen, you a first-time caller. I want to let you know you are a caveman. From here on out, you're a caveman. You're part of the Cave Radio Show, man. So I appreciate you calling.
I appreciate it. Thanks for letting me get on and talking on the radio show for a little bit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I wanted to talk sports, man. I wanted to talk – you know, I'm a Laker fan. I wanted to get there. But first, you know, we here in Dallas, man. So let's – I wanted to talk to the people about, you know, our Dallas Mavericks and what's going on over here with the Mavs and the Cowboys, man. Listen, we're doing it big over here, don't you think?
I agree with you 100%. I think that the Mavs looked good last night in their little preseason game, their first preseason game against the Clippers last night. And the Cowboys are killing it. Dak Prescott is throwing the ball real good, and Ezekiel Elliott looks like he's about to have his first time, like, in a long time being good again. So we're definitely glad to have the Cowboys looking good.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah. We're very fond and close to the Cowboys right about now. But you think it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool seeing them get out there and make some things happen, man. What's the guy that the previous game he had like four interceptions?
CD
Lamb,
Trayvon Diggs, for the cornerback for the Cowboys is playing fantastic. I'm sure he's going to make at least a Pro Bowl, if not be possibly Defensive Player of the Year this year. So their defense is looking good too. They're healthy and looking strong. I know they just got rid of Jalen Smith, but I don't think that
he's over at the Green Bay Packers.
And
it's very interesting.
Some other big news in Dallas right now. I know at the Cotton Bowl at the State Fair, the Texas OU game is going on. So I'm
sure if you're in Dallas
right now. Yeah, you'll notice that for sure all weekend long, especially on the road.
Oh my goodness, on the highways! Oh my goodness, yesterday I was headed downtown yesterday, and it took forever. And then I'm driving down the highway, and all of a sudden I'm looking and I'm seeing a whole bunch of Oklahoma license plate, and I was like, "What in the world?" So then I thought about it. I was like, "Oh, the game." Yeah, it is very, very heavy traffic down here in Dallas. So if y'all driving through anywhere through downtown Dallas, anywhere over there off of 30, Highway 30 or something like that, man, y'all take it easy, man. Be careful because traffic is pretty crazy. And I think kickoff is in, what, about 30 minutes or so?
At 11 o'clock. So I know, like, people are starting to get to their – pre-game spots or whatever they're doing right now. So, like, I mean, definitely probably the cops are out as well. So make sure you're
being careful
on the streets.
We don't want you to get pulled over. Man, not a good time to get pulled over. I'm a Lakers fan, and I welcome all haters. I welcome all haters, okay? It's okay if you don't like – It's okay if you don't like the Lakers. It's okay if you don't like LeBron. But over here on the Game Radio Show, your boys out. Go ahead.
You know, I'm not the biggest Lakers fan, to be honest with you, but they do look good, especially with Russell Westbrook on their team now as well, and Anthony Davis kind of looking healthy again. So, I mean, the Lakers do have a strong team, but they do have some competitors out in the league again. I know with the Nets healthy, and you know, even the Mavericks at my hometown team, so Luka is also, he can make a playoff run as well in this upcoming season.
Now you said a team, the Nets, you said they're healthy and looking good. Did you hear about what you think about the whole situation with Kyrie Irving right now? He's definitely not coming back, and because of this whole vaccine thing. So, you know, do you think they should trade him?
I wouldn't trade him just yet, but who knows with how the league is being run and with all the competition. But Kyrie Irving is still a good player, but him being hurt is not helping the Nets at all either. I know James Harden and KD, sorry, you can go ahead.
No, I was about to say, I don't think Kyrie's hurt. I think it's just, you know, there what the requirement now is every player
has a vaccine.
Whatever city, whatever city has approved the vaccine thing is where you have to be vaccinated in order to play. That's why he's refusing to come back, because he don't want to take the vaccine.
You know, I don't want to talk all politics, but you know, that's his opinion, kind of. If he doesn't want to play because of that, then that's just what's got to happen. But I don't know. That's all him. If he doesn't trust it, and he's probably spoken to his medical professionals himself. So I mean, it's all up to interpretation, I guess. I know that people in Brooklyn probably either want him to get the vaccine or are mad at the team for requiring that over there. But
Go ahead. No. I was just about to say, but the team, you know, like you said, the team, they are good. You know, they are looking good. What's his name? KD and James Harden. Yeah, they kind of showed up last night. They played last night, I believe. I was watching a couple of highlights. But yeah, they're looking good. And like you said, Dallas Mavericks. Luka being Luka, man. You know, unpredictable stuff. You know, he's actually, you know, they look great. They look great. Dallas is looking good. Dallas Mavericks is definitely looking good. But what do you think about the – so you think – let's see. You think the Lakers is going to – no, we,
you know,
before I talk about the Lakers – go ahead.
You know, I think that the Lakers are always, especially with LeBron, no matter what team LeBron is on, they'll do super well. And, I mean, they're with his – superpowers, I guess you could say, and bringing stars to the team. Yeah, they're sweeping the Lakers, definitely. And you always have to keep a lookout for them.
Yeah.
Well, so, Smiley, I'm going to try and get watching this game, and I appreciate you having me on the show.
Yes, sir. No problem. Listen. You're welcome. Welcome back anytime, man. Anytime you got some free time, man, you're more than welcome to be right here tuned in with T. Smiley on the Cave Radio Show.
Yes, sir. Thank you, T. Smiley. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. Bye. Yes, sir. You too. Wow. That was awesome. Excited to have, you know, a coworker to call in, somebody, as you can call a friend, to call in and just hang out with us and see what we got going on over here on the Cave Radio Show. Sports is my thing, you know, and I wanted to talk about I wanted to talk about another incident that happened here in Dallas. We had a situation where they were it was a shooting at a high school, and luckily nobody you know died from this, but you know it was a shooting at a high school. An 18-year-old young man shot a shot. I guess they had a fight prior to and. Had a fight prior to and fight. He went back to shoot, you know, and ended up shooting up, injuring four people, and he ended up fleeing the scene and everything, and ended up turning himself in with his attorney and stuff like that. So it's just kind of sad that some of the things that's going on with the school in the school with the kids, you know. We pray for our kids every day that they, you know, be safe at school, and, you know, if they get into any trouble, you know, just to report it or whatever. And we you know, it's just some hard times. And so I wanted to bring in Miss Kia D, and talk to her about that and get her opinion on that. Go ahead, Miss Kia D.
Hey, again, the Cave Radio Show, thanks for allowing me to be here. You know, what is really interesting about that particular school shooting is it happened in an area that I actually grew up in. My niece, who is 16 years old, there were two schools that actually had an incident. Let me let you know. The first school was the school where that young man had shot two people, right? He evidently, according to the report, he was being bullied, okay? And he decided that he was sick of being bullied, and he decided to bring a gun to school to stop the bullying, okay? He actually shot two people at his school. That is the Timberview High School out there in Arlington, Grand Prairie. Right around the corner, which is a school that my niece goes to. I'm not going to release that information because I don't need nobody over at my niece's school. But right around the corner at my niece's school, there was another incident. The exact same day, around the same time. So right after that school shooting happened, a young man goes on his social media page and tells his school on a post, "I'm on my way, y'all," and he puts his gun on the social media post. This is at my niece's school. So he's telling everybody at the school, "I'm on my way with my gun." By the time he gets to school that day, the police had already had it surrounded because they literally came in before the young man got there and completely swarmed and surrounded that school. They had locked the school all the way down. So now all these schools in this area are getting, quote-unquote, locked down because they really don't know what's going on. They didn't know where the shooter was because he fled the scene. So they had no idea where he was. So they're trying to find him. I'm sure the parents of this young man who's – faces plastered all over the news now. They're terrified because they know what's about to happen to that young man if he doesn't go turn himself in. And that's exactly what he did. Evidently, someone convinced him. I don't know if it was a parent, somebody convinced him to go into the police station with his attorney, which was very smart, by the way. So he showed up to the police station with his attorney. So there was a chain reaction of events that happened with that. You know, so you got one kid that's doing brought the gun to school and shot somebody. You got another kid at another school thinking it's funny and decided he's going to go to school with his gun and pretend like this is something that's a funny situation. It was not funny. The kids were terrified, and it has really traumatized. It has truly traumatized a lot of people. Now, one of the things that I heard, I was listening to a news report actually a couple days ago, and one of the things that they said, shout out to the D.L. Hughley show. I was listening to D.L. Hughley as I was driving in the car, and on this show he had some people calling in, and one of the things that they said that was really important, they were giving opinions, and one of the people said, you know, it's mighty funny that we do all of this to make sure, we got all these abortion laws to make sure we don't kill the babies. We got all these laws to make sure that the baby gets here safely. But when the baby gets here, when the baby does arrive, we can't protect them. So I really don't know what's going on. I really have no idea. You know, I apologize about that. I have something going on myself in here. We got all kinds of distractions. But I really, you know, I don't know what's happening with the world where we feel like we have to do, where we feel like we have to do this. And I think we need to completely encourage our children to keep going, to not seek justice like this. Yes, there is bullying, and we need to work on those anti-bullying tactics with these children because they are completely losing it. We're in a pandemic. They have been socially isolated for the longest time. Now they've got to go back to school. Hormones are raging. Attitudes are raging. It's crazy. And so it's something we did not have to deal with when we were growing up. So, again, I just wanted to give my two cents about that because I did have a little bit of insight on that little situation. Praying definitely for everyone involved, all the shooting victims and all of the students who were completely traumatized, including that young man who shot somebody because he needs prayer too. Thank you, T. Smiley, for allowing me to come on and give that little Kia D report in the building. Cave Radio Show. Yeah.
Man. Wow. Wow. Listen, well, I want to. You know, just ended on that and just say, man, I just appreciate everybody for tuning in to the Cave Radio Show today with your boy T. Smiley. I want to end it on some music, so we're going to play out on some music on today and let y'all just enjoy the rest of the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. As we always do, I end it out in prayer. So we're gonna pray and then we're going to listen to some jam out to some music, all right? So, Father God, we just thank you today for just waking us up this morning, God, giving us life, health, and strength in our bodies, God. Thank you for protecting us all throughout the week long, God. Thank you for just covering our children as they go to and from school, God, keeping them safe, God. God, we ask you to touch the ones that were injured, God, in that incident, God. Those that was just traumatized, God, we ask that you just comfort them, God. Give them peace, God. Peace, God, and understanding, God. And, God, we ask that you just continue to bless the parents, God, bless the ones that just that goes out every day, God, and work, God, and take care of families, God. We ask that you just cover us, God, keep us safe, God, keep us in your loving arms, God. We ask that you just continue to be with us throughout the rest of this day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Amen. T. Smiley, can I say something real quick?
Go ahead.
First of all, I just want to say congratulations to you on an extraordinarily successful show. I think it's been a year that you've been doing this particular show, and it's not easy. Oh, wow. Getting up early in the morning, preparing for your show, getting things ready, especially on a Saturday morning when you could really be in the bed. We appreciate you continuing to show up and show out. We appreciate that. I also want to say, you know, it's hard for, you know, I hate to say it like this, it's hard for a black-owned network to make it. And we need you, seriously, to go to our YouTube page, go to our social media pages, help this little black-owned network become that big network that we have aspired to be for so many years, that we have attained to be for so many years. We need you to do that. Go to our social media pages. Go to go to our YouTube page specifically. It's We Talk Radio Network. That's two words, We Talk Radio Network. Like us on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. Comment. Tell somebody about us. That's the only way we're going to keep making it, and we have got something so special here, and we want everybody across the globe to continue to hear it. Shout out to the Virgin Islands.
Yeah.
Shout out to the United States. 98% of our listenership comes from the United States, so thank you. The Virgin Islands, Mexico, France, thank you so much. Jamaica, we appreciate you all for tuning in today and continuing to make this the number one listening station around the globe. Thank you.
Listen, hold on, Kid D. I'm going to bring in E-Man. E-Man here with us. He came in the cave. E-Man, what's going on, my friend?
The cave man. Good morning.
It's the E-Man after show. Oh,
my. Yes, I'm excited to see it. I'm listening to the show. It's just off the chain. Listen, I tell them all the time, you don't want to go out there and go to help until you get the key. It is awesome. Shout out to Mr. T. Smiley. I wanted to do the same thing to Ms. Kia D. Just shouted out to you 1 year over here on We Talk Radio. And, man, just kudos to you and all that you do in the community and all that you're doing. We're telling everybody about the Cave Radio Show every Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Listen, I didn't know if you was here on the sports section, man. We had a good little talk, man. I had a guy. Look, this guy we was talking at work one day, and he was like, oh, man, I don't like LeBron, man. I don't like it. He wouldn't even go watch Space Jam 3. I was like, come on, man. Come on. You got to watch Space Jam, man. You don't want to watch Space Jam. But he shocked me and surprised me. I don't know if it was because he was on the radio or what, but we're going to see when I get to work. We're going to see. It was pretty cool, man.
I heard Mr. T. I think his name is T also, right?
His name, we call him TJ. It's crazy. Wow. Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm sitting here just listening to the whole show, just an awesome show this morning. And even though I know we got Texas OU, what are you, ranked 20, Texas 21, OU ranked number 6, the biggest game today is, that's a big game. But I know you're talking sports, and I know you're not pretty bad, the biggest game is number 4 Penn State against number 3 Iowa. That's the game today.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah, man.
So you're going to be watching awesome that one. You're going to be watching that one. Yes, sir.
I'm going to be kicking back and forth with Steve.
Back and forth. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, commercial break. Time to switch. Yep. Hey, I'll be doing that too, man. I'll be doing it.
And everything that I've seen is seeing today. Kudos. We support We Talk Radio Network. We want to tell the whole world, the whole nation about We Talk Radio Network. We have a lot of great things coming on, events coming up, and just kudos to both of you guys, you know, that's making this black-owned network. And we don't let our people know. If our people don't jump on board, hey. And so I'm just peacock proud. This network has been around for 11 years, and we got to keep the word out there. Because Kathy Hughes is going off the scenes, and We Talk Radio is on the scene. And so it's a black
woman. We're on the scene.
Yeah, we're doing the doggone thing. And Kia didn't pay me to say that. That's what's up. great show today, Mr. T. Smiley. I hope y'all will be just like Mr. T. Get ready to watch the game, sir. I just want to say hello to you this morning.
Yes, sir. Well, we appreciate you for coming in, being part of the Cave Radio Show today. Listen, I'm going to end this all. Listen, we had this young man by the name of Charles P. Walker on a couple weeks ago. And he did a little mix to little twist to "You Brought the Sunshine" by the legendary The Clark Sisters. So I want to play that song, man, and end the show out on that. So I appreciate everybody for tuning in to the Cave Radio Show with your boy T Smiley right here on We Talk Radio Network. And I'll see you guys next Saturday. You guys have a blessed day.
Yeah.
Sponsoring an online radio show can grant you exposure to a new audience and align your brand with certain causes, values, and beliefs. Getting your product or service into the hands of consumers is easy when you sponsor an online radio show on WeTalk Radio Network. Contact us for more information at sales@wetalkradio.com. Our event management package covers a wide variety of services. WeTalk Radio Network can provide basic services or oversee all logistics leading up to and during an event. We can assist with executing the event plans, managing staff, finances, vendor relations, and more. Contact us at sales@wetalkradio.com. Being present on social media is important to the success of your business. Advertise your business or product on our social media platforms and get in front of thousands of potential clients around the world. Contact us for more information at sales@wetalkradio.com. Online radio reaches more people around the globe each week than any other medium, and we're proud to say that WeTalk Radio Network plays a part in that. After over 11 years on the air, WeTalk Radio reaches over 75,000 listeners worldwide with extraordinary featured radio programs. With just a few minutes of sponsor messages and a deeply loyal audience, WeTalk Radio delivers a powerful platform of brands. Contact us for more information at sales@wetalkradio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to WeTalk Radio Network.